Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you get any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Links, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. This past Thursday was quite the sight to behold at the Middle East downstairs in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with Japanese rockers Vamps performing for an excited crowd. The intensity was hot in the air, with both the crowd and band uniting to become one massive army of bloodsuckers. On tour in support of their excellent new album, Underworld, Hyde, Kaz, and the rest of the band roared through a 90-minute set that showed no signs of slowing down, even as the final note was plucked from Kaz's guitar. It was truly an amazing show, and even as I was being crushed by the audience, I couldn't help but feel a sort of euphoria while watching them play. You know, perhaps it helped that I was mostly being crushed by a lot of really, really cute girls. But anyway, on a side note, Vamps brought with them an excellent opening act in the form of Palais Royal, and I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. They're from Las Vegas, but they had some of the best aspects of the Fratellis, Arctic Monkeys, and Second Sex rolled into one. They're definitely a group that should be hot on everyone's radars, that's for sure. If I hadn't finalized my playlist, I would play them on today's show, but I'm not. Next week, though, I totally promise. Anyways, let's start today's show. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. So, of course, we're going to start up the show with a song from Vamps' latest album, Underworld, accompanied by Rammstein guitarist Richard Kruss. This is Rise or Die.
Head down the runway, I'm gonna strike right through the lightning. Take day like make it stay night, blood runs through the street. Go hard, go back, I'm not the enemy. So long, I'm done, I gave up everything. Go, lead me to light. Don't leave me lying here. Yeah, 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 yeah. Japanese vampire.
from the Matoy, the Sacred Slayer character song mini album, that was Aya Kasua and Naomi Uzura, the voices of Matoy and Yuma, with Waru Kaminiwa Fukurai Taru. Be sure to check out our review of Matoy, the Sacred Slayer on the B3 site that we posted this past week, and watch it on Hulu and the Anime Network via our buddies over at Sentai Filmworks. Out of all the superhero movies out there in existence, the Hellboy ones have been always my favorites. Funny, action-packed, soft-hearted, and filled with the most amazing creatures, the two films have brought me constant smiles every time I watch them. Hell, I'll even say that Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, is one of my all-time favorite movies. For a while, people have been waiting for a third one, with both director Guillermo del Toro and star Ron Perlman rallying the fan base for one. So imagine my surprise when I heard that Hellboy will be heading back to the big screen in the very near future. However, in what seems to be a big trend these days, the Big Red is being given instead the reboot treatment. This time, Game of Thrones episode director Neil Marshall will be helming it, with Stranger Things star David Harbour taking on the role of Hellboy. A script is already done, with creator Mike Mignola helping to pen it, and it seems like it might even start production later this fall. First off, let me say that David Harbour is filling the huge shoes of Ron Perlman when it comes to playing Hellboy. Perlman captured the attitude, the badassery, and the look of the famed anti-hero in the most perfect of ways. Not to mention that Del Toro's spin on the comic helped the films to be some of the most visually stunning superhero movies ever made. They're the rare action movie where a dull moment never occurs, with every second you see of it brimming with eye-popping moments. The action, the makeup, the hilarity, and even the tenderness of the two previous Hellboy films helped to make them a couple of the most entertaining movies of the 21st century. But despite all this, I'm willing to give the new Hellboy movie a chance. I personally love the character too much to just ignore his return to the big screen, and who knows? With it being given the R-rated treatment, we could be getting something that is a lot more in vein of the original comics. Although I'm sad that we'll never get to see what happens with Hellboy's twins, I'm still very excited to see what will hopefully be a successful return of one of the most underrated comic book characters around. And from what a lot of people have been telling me, David Harbour seems to be a good fit for the role of Hellboy. I have not yet watched Stranger Things. I know I totally should be watching Stranger Things. I will get to it, I swear. But from what people have told me, they can no longer look at Hellboy without seeing David Harbour, and they mean that in a very positive way. So hopefully good things will be coming with this new Hellboy film. Let's head on over to the sexy leg of Europe known as Treviso, Italy, where our next band resides from. They're called Neil. That's N-E-I-L, not K-N-E-E-L. And their sophomore album, Black Flowers, will be in stores on May 26th. From that record is a lovely track known as Blank Sheet.
Too many thoughts run through my head, but no one goes clear till I pan. I looked outside, dead window light, and another cigarette. But the sun is too shy to show its shadows at 5 a.m. Waiting for hours, moves that never come, never come. Tired, you're hungry for life.
My Way, My Love with Sweet Bittersweet from their 2015 release, Shit. My Way, My Love will be releasing their next album, She Sky My Heart with Blue, on June 30th. Worldwide release, by the way, so be on the lookout for that. In other comic book news, FXX has announced that they and actor Donald Glover are teaming up to bring a new animated series based on everyone's favorite merc with the mouth, Deadpool. Premiering next year, the Deadpool series will be geared towards adults and will feature all the antics that made Weapon X one of the most beloved mutants around the Marvel Universe. There are many reasons why I'm excited about this. For starters, it's Deadpool in his own cartoon. Yes, we've seen him show up here and there in other Marvel cartoons, but they always watered him down due to them being, you know, family-friendly and such. Here, he could let loose and be as batshit insane as possible. If you've ever played a Deadpool video game from a couple years back, you know how far they'll push the envelope in order to get a really big laugh. Second, Donald Glover has yet to do wrong in my book. Last year's Atlanta was one of the best and most surreal comedies that premiered, not to mention his work in Community and the Derek Comedy Sketch Troupe. So the guy knows how to pull off the big laughs. How he'll add to the Deadpool realm, I have no idea, but I have a feeling it's gonna be very good. Now, one of my biggest reasons why I'm excited about this is that it'll help open the door to more animated adaptations of some of the more mature comic books on the market. The likes of Southern Bastards, Sex Criminals, even some of the more famous ones like Fables and Tank Girl could all very well be given a chance to be brought to life in an animated format. You know, I was at Harrison's last week for pre-comic book day, and there are hundreds of amazing looking titles that scream to be given the cartoon treatment. But they're not, because they're for adults, and there's this mentality that here in America, they only make cartoons for children, despite the fact that we've had Adult Swim for a decade and a half. More than a decade and a half. But me personally, I think that America needs to do something to catch up to Japan in the comic-to-cartoon adaptation market, especially when it comes to adult cartoons. And maybe this Deadpool adaptation, if done properly and successfully, it'll finally light a fire under the asses of these TV producers to start taking more chances with adult cartoons. Like, honestly, in my personal opinion, the show Preacher, and I give a lot of love to Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg for their adaptation, but I feel like it still should have been a cartoon. I feel like Preacher would have been a much better series if it was an animated series, not a live-action show. I know you'll probably disagree with me on that, but I don't care. That's how I fucking feel. So, I have my fingers crossed that this Deadpool cartoon will be good not just for the character in the Marvel Universe, but for those other great mature comics that are dying to be given a chance to be on TV. The real question now remains to be is, who'll play him? Will it be Ryan Reynolds, or will it be Nolan North? Honestly, I'm happy with either, as they both have brought a slew of new Deadpool fans to the fold. We won't have to wait too long to see what's going to be in store for it. We're almost halfway through 2017 after all, so 2018 will be here in a flash. Coming up, we've got some Soil and Pimp Sessions for you, whose latest black track was just released here in the States. For those who don't remember, I listed it as the fourth best album release of 2016 when it was originally released in Japan. Here from that album is the song Simu. We'll be right back. For your listening pleasure, that was Quiet Domino with Metropolium, which will be officially released on May 18th. As of this recording, Quiet Domino performs live as a one-man band, but who knows, it could grow into something bigger in the long run. You know, it worked for Nathan Williams and Waves, that's for sure. In some sadder news, Hiro Mashima announced that his beloved fairy tale will be wrapping up in two more volumes. On the heels of the release of the new film, Fairy Tale Dragon Cry, the creator has revealed that the final chapters in the story of Natsu, Lucy, Gray, Erza, and Happy are now in the works, with his next project to follow afterwards already in its planning stages. Now, I myself am a big fairy tale fan, and as is our friend Victoria from Wicked Anime. In fact, I've always found it to be superior over the likes of One Piece and even Naruto. It was one of those series that always stuck to its guns from the get-go, promising a great balance of action, comedy, and drama all throughout its run. You know, a lot of series tend to forget an element or two as it progressed. Like, with Naruto, it started out with a lot of laughs, only to have a marathon of chapters with nothing but serious moments. Mashima's fairy tale gave us a reason to laugh in every chapter, even if it was just like a tiny little laugh, or a smidge of a laugh. Not to mention, it had a great way of showing some killer action scenes, which were translated brilliantly into the anime adaptation. So, While I'm sad that Fairy Tail is calling it a day, I can at least know that Mashima is ending it on his own terms. It's not being run into the ground and milked dry for all it's worth. Instead, it's going to go out on top. Then again, it kind of sucks for me, because my other favorite comic, Hayate the Combat Brother, also just wrapped up, so I've already lost two series that I adored in less than a year. Actually, make it three, because Keijo was just forced to conclude this past month. So yeah, it kind of sucks being a fan of great manga right now. Okay, maybe it doesn't suck, but, you know, three great series are going to be ending, or have already ended, this year alone. So yeah, it kind of stinks. But at any rate, we can hopefully cross our fingers that Mashima's next work will be on the same level as both Fairy Tail and his previous series, Rave Master. This also leads me to wonder if the carrot-nosed dog Plu will be involved in the new one. I feel like he's gonna be a recurring character in everything Mashima works on. Kinda hoping that that's the case. Can't get enough of that tiny little snowman creature thingy. He always looks down at me while I'm recording in my little plushie collection that I have. Okay, it's not a little one, it's a really large one. I actually had to stop doing it after Anime Boston because I need a bigger house for more. But anyways, let's head on back to this week's playlist. Here's some Puffy AmiYumi for your earbuds with a track from the Japanese release of 2006's Splurge. Accompanied by Seiji from Guitar Wolf, this is Ona Machine Gun.
Ona! どこまでヒーローになりきれるか これからが見ものだわ yeah! 私の心を激しくした あなたを私は許さない ギリシャの男も翼を広げて飛んできたけど 私の恋に焼かれて溶けちゃった あなたの心は恥の下私の魅力に立ってられるの ここは嫌いなの
ただではすまんないわ私の心を持っていこうとしてんだもん
脅かしすぎよ
それぐらいがちょうどいいのよ
それもそうね
Onda machine gun, machine gun. Onda machine gun, go.
私の火薬が熱くてたまらない。魔性の力が私にあるはずよ。そしてあなたの心に飛び込んで、私のマシンガンをぶっ放す。
Monobright with Wonder World from their 2011 Acme album. Last year saw the release of their latest mini record, Verses, where the band revisited six of their classic tracks and reworked them. Not as extreme as what Asian Kung Fu Generation did with them re-recording an entire album, but something similar on those lines. Alright, well, I talked a lot about comics. Let's talk about sports. Okay, maybe it's video game related, but sports nonetheless. So in a move that I'm sure they'll either piss off non-Patriots fans or make them happy, Tom Brady will be gracing the cover of Madden NFL 18. The five-time Super Bowl champion and four-time Super Bowl MVP will be joining the likes of Calvin Johnson, Ray Lewis, and Drew Brees. And those who still hold on to Deflategate like it's some treasured porno mag are crossing their fingers, toes, and streams that something terrible happens to Brady this coming season. Because I'm sure you're all aware there's a kind of a curse that goes along with being on the cover of a Madden NFL game. Now, I'm a slightly superstitious person myself, and I say slightly because it depends on the situation at hand. If things are going rather too well in my life, I always kind of fear that something terrible is just about to happen right around the corner. And seeing that past Madden poster children like Rob Gronkowski, Donovan McNabb, Sean Alexander, and asshole Michael Vick saw some pretty bad shit happen to them right afterwards, it goes without saying that there's something to this level of bad juju. Which is why I found it hilarious that Brady responded to the curse by smashing a mirror and walking under a ladder. Although I think Giselle is probably pulling her hair out over that stunt. So, we'll have to see what happens this upcoming football season, which starts in just 3 short months. Who knows if this curse happens to Brady, but whatever the situation may be, it'll be interesting to see what occurs in the NFL. Although it still kind of sucks that certain individuals just don't shut the fuck up about Deflategate. It's over. Move on. Brady was unfairly punished, but he returned with another Super Bowl ring for New England. People just, you know, they can't accept that he's the GOAT quarterback in the NFL. But, like, how it is in politics, it's always the idiots that don't know when to shut the fuck up when they're wrong. That might piss some people off. But anyways, let's head on back to this week's playlist. Right now, we're about to dive into the Kiwi-populated realm of New Zealand for a new band called System Corporation. They're in the process of recording their debut album, and we have a sneak peek of what you can all expect. This is Dismal Universal Hiss. Girls with their rendition of Bloodthirsty Butchers' Sunburn to Blues from the compilation album Yes, We Love Butchers, tribute to Bloodthirsty Butchers, Mumps, one of four tribute albums to the band that were spawned after the death of frontman Hideki Yoshimura. The Pillows have a brand new album out called Nook in the Brain and are currently on the road in Japan. Here's hoping they return to the U.S. sometime soon. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter at KingBabyDuckESH, on the J-pop, anime, and video games amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/OmMysteryInc. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and on Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Crave. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from Neil, Quiet Domino, and System Corporation provided by Shameless Promotion PR. Thank you, as always, for sending down these badass musicians for us to play. On Thursday, be sure to check out a new episode of Wicked Anime on the Nerdy Show Network. We'll be talking about our favorite animal anime sidekick characters, Shrine Maiden Swimwear, and a penguin who's become quite smitten with a 2D character waifu. It's all loads of fun, tangents, and off-the-rails discussions that you'll only find when you invite the Fleming Bros to your inner circle. Seriously, tune in. It's a great episode. We're going to be ending things today with a band that viewers of Overlord and Saga of Tanya the Evil will be familiar with, Myth and Roid. They finally released their debut LP, Eyes, a couple weeks back, and this is a cut from it. It's called Tragedy Eternity. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
Every time I sleep, I hear this white room since I have a bad dream. When I open up my eyes, I can recall, but it was colorful. Every day at the end of the day, I feel like I'm all dried up. I know that it's bad dream, you say no, but I want it now.
It's too late, I'm ready, taste it, this remedy. Help me out, push the way to
don't give me that eternity.
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.